fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 24th day of January. The prep tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. This is Farmers Monday, and we have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir, as always. We seem to be, you and I, when we do these Monday shows, we seem to be gravitating more towards two things, all the political nuances plus tactical advice. People need to hear both, don't they?
Yeah, I think one gives the other context, and there's a lot to defending your own life, the life of your family, the life of your community, defending freedom. There's a lot to know, and so it's important not only to have the specific information you need on how to properly handle, clean, and maintain firearms, but also the context in which a firearm may be used legally. Not a bad idea to talk about the legalities of it. You're the expert on that. I mean, you do a great job in the concealed carry courses talking about the use of force and the use of lethal force. And I think those sorts of things are very, very important, not just as far as the deployment of things, but also the context and background and motivations that go along with it.
I agree. I know quite a few concealed carry instructors, and we're all in agreement that the most important thing that we can focus on is proper use of deadly force. Most adults can handle a pistol without hurting themselves. Most adults can come close to hitting the intended target, more or less. And with some training, they can get better at those things. But in the training we do in concealed carry is, and men and women sign up for these classes and they think, oh, I'm going to go and learn how to shoot. Well, yes and no. The firearms instruction is quite minimal. quite entry level, as much as can be done in just several hours. But the proper use of deadly force, in my opinion, and the opinion of the other instructors that I work with, proper use of deadly force is where the rubber meets the road. And we can't do that on a radio show because we got 50 states and with men and women in foreign countries. There's just too much complexity. But it's very important for people to know when they may not use deadly force. Now, in decades past, in fact, there was a chief of police in Ladue, Missouri, who's now, I'm not sure he's even alive, but 50 years ago, he was telling residents of Ladue that when a criminal is attempting to break into your home, you shoot them and drag their bleeding dead body into your home, and then you call us. Now, that was advice given by chiefs of police and police officers all over the country half a century ago, which is a massive, massive mistake.
Yes.
I worked a double homicide where the man defending the home did the opposite. He shot the two criminals, drug them out into the street, and then called the police. And while he was incarcerated for killing these two violent men, one at a time, the men with the Franklin County Sheriff's Department and various police departments would stop by the jail and thank him. That's how violent these men were that he shot to death, that were in the process of invading a home that had five adults in it with the intent of causing harm. He came out okay, but it was a long struggle that lasted more than a year of his life to finally exonerate him for doing the right thing initially and doing the wrong thing after the fact. So I just want to give people a heads up. You don't tamper with a crime scene, first of all. With modern forensics, it'll take them moments to figure out that you've tampered with a crime scene. The value of taking concealed carry training has not gone away. Now, in Missouri, we now have what's called constitutional carry, where men and women can carry a pistol concealed without getting any training. I'm not necessarily in complete agreement with it, but that's the law. And people have stopped signing up for these classes, which means they're not getting proper instruction of when they may and when they may not use deadly force. Most time to get it right, but one situation I use in my training, because it happens out here in the country a lot, the dogs wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You look out in the backyard and you see somebody stealing your ATV or your tractor or your pickup truck, and you want to lay that rifle through the window and take them out. I tell them, no, you can't do that. I don't do that. I mean, that's what people want to do. They want to shoot the perpetrators. And that's a natural response, and I warn them, don't do that. Don't do that. That's just one example. I don't want to use up a lot of airtime on that, but I want to encourage people, if they have a firearm and they intend at some future time to defend life and our property, you need to learn how to do it right. Bottom line, in the state of Missouri, you can't use deadly force to defend property. You can only use deadly force to defend innocent human life. And that's going to vary from state to state, won't it?
It does vary dramatically from state to state. For example, in Missouri, we do not allow you to use lethal force to protect property, but we do allow you in Texas to use lethal force to prevent theft. In other words, you could get in a lot of trouble for shooting someone trying to steal your car out of your driveway in Missouri.
That's right.
But in Texas, if someone walks up your driveway to steal your daughter's tricycle, you're legally, under the law, allowed to use lethal force to prevent that theft. So the state laws do vary dramatically, and people need to understand the laws of the state in which they live. That is something that you need to research or take a class and get educated on that. That's important.
Now, when my students finish my class, it's a one-day class, I have written documentation that they received the training. I have them use a yellow highlighter on Missouri statutes, and they sign that, and it's dated. That becomes part of my permanent record. I've been on witness stand many times the last half century. I know we call it the hot seat, and I really don't want to be there with some defense attorney trying to convince a jury that the defendant did not receive proper training on the use of deadly force, because I'll have that documentation with me to demonstrate to a jury or a prosecutor or a defense attorney that the instruction was in fact given. The student highlighted it with a yellow highlighter, and they signed and dated the document, which is part of my permanent record, which I will always keep. So bottom line, before we move on to the next topic, ladies and gentlemen, you really need concealed carry training to learn what the law is in your state, to learn when you may and when you may not use deadly force. So let's move on from there, Sam. I know that the training schedule will be posted in about 4 to 5 weeks or so. And
yes,
it's going to be a full schedule, won't it, sir?
Yeah, we're going to have a full schedule this year. I'm waiting for confirmation on the first aid class. We're going to run a class on Saturday and then the same class again on Sunday. So people have 2 days to potentially make the class. And it's going to be on stopping bleeding. That is going to be the singular focus of the class, is junction bleeds, odd sort of wounds. How do you stop bleeding and stop it quickly? And I'm bringing in an Air Force specialist. The guy is incredible. I would hold him above even some of the 18 deltas that we've had come in and teach first aid and use of tourniquets and that kind of thing. So when I get a date from him, he's got 2 dates that he's put in request for, and I'll give those out even though they're not ironclad yet. He's requested April 16th and 17th. So if you could kind of, if you're interested in this type of course, set those 2 days aside. We should have confirmation for them by next week.
All right. Well, that'd be a wonderful class, and there'll be a comprehensive instruction on how to do this, comprehensive instruction on what you need to buy to have a kit, probably several kits, one to keep in your car, one to keep in your home, maybe one for a bug-out bag. These aren't terribly large or expensive kits, are they, sir?
No, they're not. They're not large or expensive. But it's a great thing to have with you at all times, in your vehicle, on your body, in an IFAC type bag. So, but it more important is the skill.
And, absolutely.
We're gonna have Jake come in and teach that. He's a second generation paramedic who joined the Air Force, went to PJ school. The guy is something else, and he's a great communicator. He's also a great teacher. So I think the students will really, really benefit from this type of course.
Well, the Special Forces Association of St. Louis had a Christmas party at Scott Air Force Base for a number of years. And there was one PJ. He didn't have any really alpha male warriors to associate with in the Air Force, as you might imagine. They're mostly technicians. They're great guys and gals, but they're, for the most part, not alpha male warriors. So he would always come to our Christmas party so he could have at least a few hours associating with other alpha male warriors. And he was a great guy. I'm sure he's retired by now. But the PJs, the choosing of these men is very tough, and they go by the time they get through the selection process, they've picked only men who are going to be the best and brightest, aren't they?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Absolutely. We haven't had an update on the lawsuit with Freedom Center. Any updates on that, sir?
Yeah, we're starting to move towards a trial, and all but one deposition is finished. We racked up quite a bill last month, so we're quite behind. If we have any supporters that want to help this month, we could sure use the help. That's for certain.
Well, right at my website at thelibertyman.com, we have a panel there. It's on the top right-hand side, right next to the satellite telephones, where you can quickly and easily make a donation by PayPal, and there's a physical address to mail a check to. And these donations have helped tremendously over the past year, haven't they, Sam?
Oh, my goodness. They've kept us in this fight, and we're going to win it. We've just got quite a bill staring us in the face right now. And we need to get some training up and running. To try and pay this lawyer bill down. So,
well, competent legal counsel is expensive, and it's worth every penny. You've got no choice. You want to save your business, save your livelihood. You have to do this, and it's the people you're up against are used to beating up little people that don't have the wherewithal to fight back, aren't they?
Yeah, it's absolutely critical. Funding is everything in our legal system. Hey, speaking of funding, did you hear that Biden took $31 million from Chinese individuals linked to the Chinese intelligence community?
Well, was that just him by himself or his entire family? I got the impression that it was the whole family that received these proceeds, all connected together.
Yeah, it could be. I find it absolutely amazing that this guy that has made so many decisions positively helping our enemies and damaging our own economy is still president of the United States. I find that remarkable. But, I mean, this guy looks like, to me, like he's straight up guilty of treason.
I agree. Absolutely. And if you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, the world of optics involves electronics these days. What's new in the world of optics, sir?
Well, I'm going to have a report for you next week on the SHOT Show. Brandon is traveling around the country right now. He just left the SHOT Show, and he's been there. And he's going to come give us a report on what's new and what's interesting. From the world of optics, from a long-range shooting standpoint, I don't think there's a whole lot new. There's a couple of devices that allow you to do the ELR thing, which we call extreme long range now. You can place it in front of your scope, and it adjusts your point of aim for you. And I'm not a big fan of that stuff. I think it has mixed results. I think that the ballistics need to catch up with the potential of the optics right now. I don't think it's the optics that's the shortfall. I think it's the ballistic capability of the projectiles staying supersonic for longer distances. But
What's considered extreme long range?
Oh, typically 1,500 yards or longer.
Whoa, baby. All right.
Well, we shot some groups this past weekend with the 50 Cals and the 30 Wolf, and Bo Allenstein shot bullets into the same hole at 1,000 yards yesterday, and if it wasn't for one bullet blown 2.5 inches to the right, would have had a group under 3/4 of an inch at 1,000 yards.
Now, what caliber rifle was he?
That was a 30 Wolf.
30 Wolf, well.
And this gun is tuned so well. John, there was less than 0.175 of an inch. Less than 0.02 of an inch of vertical in this group. That's how well tuned this rifle is.
All right. When we get back from the break, I'd love to hear some more about this particular rifle. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a great $50 discount on each piece of equipment. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, this rifle, 30 caliber Wolf, that is your proprietary caliber that you developed 20-something years ago, didn't you, sir?
Yeah, that was developed a while back for Naval Special Operations. It shot a 253-grain powdered tungsten bullet, and it is about 40% flatter than a .338 Lapua at 2,000 yards. And at 2,600 yards, it hits with the same energy or a little more energy than a .44 Magnum at point-blank range. It's a tremendous rifle for soft targets. I don't think there's anything better in the world. Norma tried to copy it, basically, with their 300 Norma mag. They came out with this about a year and a half ago, the 300 Norma mag, and they didn't make it the same depth, but the dimensions of the cartridge case are so close to the 30 Wolf. By the way, it's W-O-L-F-E. It's named after Howard Wolf. And that's an interesting discussion in itself. But Norma copied this thing so close, I can actually short chamber my 300 Wolf chambering reamer and make a 300 Norma case chamber in a barrel.
So why didn't they just reach an agreement with you and pay you a royalty?
Because people in the gun industry don't do that. They steal other people's ideas and use them all the time. It's just just a cultural thing. It's really sad. But, you know, I try to give credit. The reason I named the cartridge the 30 Wolf is to give Howard Wolf the credit he deserved. Howard Wolf was a man in Pennsylvania whose rifle set three different world records at 1,000 yards in the 1970s. And when we embarked on this project for DOD, I called Howard Wolf and I asked him for some information, a good starting point. And he said, well, why don't I just send you my barrel chambering reamer that I use to make those world record rifles? You can just make different length chambers with that and do your research and send it back to me. Whatever you do, don't sharpen the reamer. Just send it back to me. I'll sharpen it myself. And I said, well, how much do I need to pay you? And he said, you don't need to pay me anything.
All right.
I mean, what a guy.
What are the optics on this rifle that was fired over the weekend?
So it uses 7 to 35 power, Night Force ATAC-R in second focal plane with the MOAR-T reticle. And it's a very expensive scope. You know, it's a $3,000 scope, but it's an incredible optic. And we're going to go shoot it as soon as I get off this radio show. We're headed out to shoot it at 2,000 yards and test it at a mile and at 2,000 yards. And we think, now the smallest group I've ever shot at 2,000 yards is 18.5 inches. But we think this gun is capable of shooting a 6-inch group at 2,000 yards in calm winds. We think it's capable of shooting a 1/2-inch group at 1,000.
2,000 yards is slightly more than a mile, isn't it?
Yes. A mile is 1,760 yards, and 2,000 yards is obviously 240 yards past there. But we're going to shoot it at 2,000 and see how it does and document. Today we've got 50 degree weather, 48 to 50 degrees, so it'll be cool, won't be too windy. The wind will be 6 to 10 miles an hour. And by the way, he shot this group yesterday at 1,000 yards in 7 to 12 mile an hour quartering tailwind.
Quartering tailwind, now that would be difficult.
Yes.
Crosswind, you're far better off with a crosswind, aren't you?
Yeah. A steady crosswind or no wind is easier to shoot small groups in than a quartering tailwind that's switching speed and direction.
Yeah. Well, obviously, no wind would be superior, but that's sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't.
But the lack of vertical dispersion in these groups, if you go to Facebook, learnlongrangeshooting.com, you can see the target, or Learn Long Range Shooting on Facebook. You can see the target. I think Tim posted the target that Bo shot yesterday, but you'll see two bullets literally in the same hole. There's only about 170 thousandths of vertical. And the other bullet is the same elevation as those two. I mean, we have a perfectly tuned load, and I cannot wait to shoot this thing at 2,000 yards.
Amazing. We have a break. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. First thing you'll see is me on my beautiful Kawasaki Nomad motorcycle, ready to go for a ride here in the Ozark Mountains. You scroll down from there, you'll see several things, including the link to make a donation to Freedom Center USA. And a little below that, the Energy Cleaner is now offering, as an accessory, the Micro Plush Throw. It's priced very reasonably, only $75 shipping included. Beautiful, plush, luxurious way to use the Energy Cleaner signal on your recliner, on your bed, even in a car. It's a great new addition to our lineup to help people get their life back. The more you're exposed to the Energy Cleaner signal, the better off you'll be. If you got arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Everybody with arthritis pain gets some relief. Many get complete relief. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, your Micro Plus throw right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. And the telephone will be answered. If you want to order a custom rifle, sign up for a class, maybe take part in a group purchase of thermal imaging, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Well, I'm looking forward to Brandon's report. The SHOT Show is kind of like what they do with cars in the fall and September. They show the new car lineup, and I believe it's New York they do that show. So this is similar to that, isn't it, sir?
It is. Companies bring their new products to this show, and this is where they're introduced to the public. And so it's for a lot of people, it's their first glimpse at any new technology.
Well, and it's by invitation only. They had it open to the public for many years, but it's been by invitation only for the last several years, hasn't it?
Well, you know, I haven't been in 2 years, so I'm not sure what the rule changes are. I don't think they even held a SHOT Show last year because of COVID. I think they canceled it.
Yeah.
So they may have canceled it the last 2 years. So
I could have got tickets, but when I found out about the mask wearing mandate, I said, no, they can just keep their SHOT Show. I'm not going to wear a mask. And that's a shame what the make-believe pandemic has done to our country, our society, businesses, thousands of businesses being closed, such as the 80-year-old Cousin Hugo's restaurant there in St. Louis, closed permanently. It's a shame. It's a shame what's been done to us.
I think there's people going to jail. You see the European leaders are now backpedaling. Did you see the protests with the truckers in Canada?
Yes. And God bless the truckers. I've known a number of truckers. They're smart men and women. It's a hard way to make a living, but they're doing the right thing for the right reasons, aren't they?
They sure are. And I don't know if you saw Gingrich actually said that these people persecuting protesters from January 6th are going to wind up in jail, this committee. They're stomping on people's rights. They're breaking the law. And you know what? We need to not only put those people in jail that are abusing innocent American citizens, but we need to start putting FBI agents in jail. This is the problem. These FBI agents are crooked, and they're following crooked illegal orders, and they're violating people's rights. I mean, you're talking serious violations of federal law. I mean, when you kick a woman's door in and you start breaking things in her house in Alaska because you believe she has Nancy Pelosi's laptop, and then you show pictures to her of her in the Capitol, and they're not even her. They don't even look like her sister, much less her. And this is the FBI with all their face recognition technology? I mean, this is crooked intimidation is what it is.
Well, for decades, the FBI laboratory had pretty much everybody in the country, everybody in law enforcement, all civilians, convinced there was something called hair analysis that could prove beyond a doubt that a particular piece of hair came from a certain individual. It turns out the whole thing was a fabrication and a fantasy, didn't it?
Yep. And, you know, a lot of people don't know these things, but there were 17 crime lab FBI agents that went to jail for fabricating evidence to get convictions of people that they didn't have real evidence on. And the FBI has been a corrupt criminal organization for a long, long time. And we have got to change this. We cannot put a president in office in 2024 that will not clean this up. You know, Trump kept some of his promises, but the one promise he didn't keep, was to drain the swamp. And the swamp is in the Department of Justice and the FBI. We need to get rid of, and a lot of policemen are going to get upset with me when I say this, but we need to get rid of qualified immunity.
Well,
it has to go.
The officers I know, it'd be county deputy sheriffs and police officers, chiefs of police and sheriffs. They don't trust the FBI for a moment. When the FBI shows up, it's basically an arm's length professional encounter, shall we say? They don't trust them for a heartbeat, and they shouldn't trust them.
Well, they didn't want them in Ferguson, I'll tell you that.
No.
The police officers trying to keep the peace and trying to do their job and trying to protect the town of Ferguson were absolutely miffed that the DOJ was ordering them to not arrest arsonists and looters, to not do their job, and the FBI agents were there creating false flags and doing all kinds of other dirty stuff. And I'm just telling you, this country needs to change. We cannot keep doing the same things and expect better results. And one of the things, you know, a lot of people understand what qualified immunity is. Qualified immunity was just like asset forfeiture, was originally designed to do a good thing. Qualified immunity was supposed to protect a police officer where things went bad and the police officer was following the law and doing his job in good faith.
That's right.
It's supposed to protect him from prosecution, which, by the way, is a good thing. The problem is, with the court decisions and all the other problems that have occurred, qualified immunity has turned into blanket immunity. It's now protecting dirty policemen that break the law, dirty FBI agents, dirty attorneys at the Department of Justice, and it has to stop. These people need to go to jail.
Follow up on that. I know you knew him, but probably not as well as I did. My friend, my mentor, my employer, Charles Shaw, criminal defense attorney for decades.
I knew his brother Tom really well, but not Charles.
Oh. Well, Tom's daughter is some of the most beautiful women on the planet, but as a side note. Mr. Shaw would go to the airport in St. Louis International Airport, and buy plane tickets with cash, hoping there would be some kind of encounter that would result from it. He was just doing that intentionally, trying to get some kind of response from the authorities.
he was quite the guy. Did you ever see the movie The Great Escape with Steve McQueen?
Well, of course I have, and Mr. Shaw wrote a book about his adventures in Europe, and that movie was based on his adventures.
That's exactly right.
Steve McQueen played the part of Mr. Shaw.
Charlie Shaw in prison.
Exactly.
As a prisoner of war.
Now, Mr. Shaw's son, Peter, has recovered finally all the pages of the book, which were lost for many years. And I've been encouraging Peter to get the book back and to get it published, but I don't know what the status of that is. Before we leave that topic, Mr. Shaw was shot. He was a B-17 navigator, shot down over Europe, and he was captured and escaped from POW camps five times. And let's go to Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. A couple gun questions, and then I want to weigh in on the FBI. A few years ago, I remember coming upon a special rifle. I can't remember the maker, but it was something like 6R, 8R rifling, some really special rifling. And I presume that might have something with the twist configuration of the barrel. It was supposed to establish extreme accuracy and a 22-inch barrel. And I can't recall if it was a bolt action or a semi-auto. So that was the first query. I'm wondering if your guest had any cognizance of that.
Go ahead, Sam.
I've never personally seen one. I've heard of them, but I can tell you this. The accuracy of a rifle has nothing to do with the number of lands and grooves. It's inconsequential. I've seen three-groove rifles shoot under an eighth of a minute, and I've seen eight-groove rifles shoot under an eighth of a minute, and everything in between. So the twist rate doesn't enhance not the twist rate, but the number of lands and grooves do not enhance accuracy. There is an argument out there that canted lands with sides that are canted, like a 5R barrel, enhances accuracy because it reduces copper fouling. And that may have been a valid argument 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but now we have coatings that make the barrels so slick and hard on the inside that they don't pick up copper fouling no matter what type of land and groove configuration they use. So that has become less. It was a very small slice of the accuracy pie 30 years ago, and it's become almost a non-existent slice at this point.
Well, speaking of that, in comparing the gear drive system on a Browning VAR semi-auto 308, which I think they still have that available. You mentioned the shot show. I'll be interested to see what might come out of that. But FN had a souped up VAR 308 with a fluted barrel. I think it was a 20-inch, and it came with 20 round mags, two of them, and it had an attached, I think, bipod. And I think altogether 10 pounds. And they discontinued that, like, I don't know, 4 years ago. And I thought that was a really stupid move. What's your opinion on the BAR of present in 308 semi-auto?
Are you talking about the modern rifle that the military uses, the modern version of the M60 in 308? Talking about the full-auto gun?
No. I'm sorry. Semi-auto, you know, for civilian use.
Well, the Browning BAR, which is a semi-auto, which you can get in all kinds of calibers, I think is a great hunting rifle. They're not a long-range precision rifle, but if you're shooting big game from 500 yards and in, they're a fantastic tool. As a matter of fact, I watched a guide and my grandfather drop a giant bear that had stolen my grandpa's moose and drug it up a mountainside. And I watched them kill that bear while it charged us. And the guide had a BAR and 7mm Remington Magnum, and my grandfather had a 300 Win Mag bolt gun, and they put 8 rounds in this bear before it stopped about 15 feet from the tips of our boots. I was ready to climb a tree. I was headed for a tree. I don't want to say ready. I had my hands on the tree and was about to gain altitude when that thing finally came to a stop.
How old were you, Sam?
I think it was 11.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was quite the day. He had killed a moose late that
was that
day,
in Alaska?
Right at dark.
Was that Alaska?
No, that was
Alaska,
in Canada.
Canada.
So,
it was in Canada, and he had killed this. He had killed this moose, I mean, literally right as it got dark. He shot this big moose, and it was like 5 degrees, and it was getting colder.
And
he looked at me, and he said, with the temperature the way it is, we can have our guide bring a machine out here, pick this thing up, and take it back in the morning. Let's get out of here. And so we went back to the cabin and started marching. And hoofing it through the snow. And we made it back to the cabin, and we got out, I want to say, at 7 in the morning, and he had a big old backhoe, like a track hoe. And I'm riding in the heated cab of a track hoe back out to where the moose is. Yeah. And my grandfather's walking, and we get there, and the moose is gone. And this bear had drugged this thing over some deadfall, up the mountain probably 180 feet, and into this little bowl area that was out of the wind, and had eaten the organs out of this moose, and had fallen asleep. And this thing had to be almost 4 feet tall, this grizzly laying on his side. And, I mean, he was full. And they shot him in his sleep, and he got up and charged, and they shot again and again and again, and this thing finally came to a stop. with about seven Magnum rounds in him. And it was quite an interesting moment. But the thing that I remember being scared as the bear came, you know, being afraid that this thing was going to hurt us and tear us apart. But the thing that stuck in my mind was the absolute crystal clear focus of that guide and my grandfather to keep shooting.
Yeah.
In the face of this monster charging at them. And, you know, I'm turning and looking for a tree to climb. And these guys are singularly focused, not moving, standing their ground, and continuing to fire at this bear. And it was a remarkable thing to witness.
Good for them. Good for them. Fred, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. So it looks like Fred is still with us. You got a follow-up question, Fred?
Yeah, real quick. The FBI, here in Michigan, John and Sam, you remember couple years ago, the manufactured governor hit attempt, right?
Yes.
They were going to kidnap and supposedly execute.
Yeah, there were 12 people involved, and 9 of them were FBI employees or informants.
I heard 12. And I came upon revolver.news. This guy, Darren Beatty, had tracked it all, and he determined that the FBI field office director, Steve D'Antonio, in Detroit, was reappointed to D.C. just a couple months ahead of the 6th January so-called insurrection.
Yeah, he planned the FBI's operation in D.C. as well. His fingerprints are all over it.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, the moose meat, Sam's the best red meat I've ever had. That's the first meat I ever ate raw and enjoyed it.
Yes, I'll tell you, I killed a Shiras moose as an adult, and it was like the best beef I'd ever eaten with a little bit of brown sugar sprinkled on it. It was amazing.
Try it medium rare with coconut oil sometime. That's a culinary extraordinary treat.
Boy, thanks that sounds lot, great. I'm going to take your advice. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks,
okay,
John.
Fred, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We've got top of the hour break coming up here soon. And to be fair, there are honest, mostly young FBI agents, men and women. I recall one in 2001. She it came to her attention that there was a Muslim taking flying lessons who only wanted to know how to take off, not how to land. And she did the right thing. She wrote up a report that went up to her headquarters, and nothing was done. Not a thing.
Well, I could tell you this. I entered a rifle competition in Wyoming years ago. And I entered as a single. There was a teams competition in a single event. And there was a young FBI agent from Minnesota, the Minnesota office, that wanted to shoot in the team competition. But all of the other FBI agents were paired up with teammates. And he asked me if I would shoot in the competition as his teammate. And I told him I would absolutely shoot in the competition with him. And it would be good fun. And we should do it. And he said, great, I'll enter us in the team competition. And he got a phone call from his SAC, from his special aide in charge, saying he's not allowed to compete with a civilian as a partner.
Amazing. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.